Good morning. My guest this morning is Lois Flood, who will introduce herself to you. She has a program that is truly fascinating. Good morning, Lois.
Good morning, Roland. Thank you very, very much for having me on the air. And I'd like to thank the Occidental Center for the Arts for inviting me to do a program on the life and art of the great native daughter, Isadora Duncan,
right,
born in San Francisco and raised in Oakland.
I love it. How long have you been working in this dance program that you present about Isadora Duncan?
Well, I was formerly a ballet teacher and a ballet junkie. Was introduced to Isadora about 25 years ago. Took my first class. I didn't want to take an Isadora Duncan class. I thought it was Maypole dance. My first class was, it changed my life. And I, since that time, which was around 25 years ago, I have been pursuing and learning her dances, learning about her life, learning that her name evokes images of beauty, grace, defiance, and courage. Isadora was a legend in her own lifetime.
That's right.
And I learned that Isadora does not belong to a nation. She belongs to the world. She's called the mother of modern dance. She revolutionized the world of art for women. She was a feminist. She was a revolutionary. She was a writer. When she came along, the style of dance that was really popular was ballet. So she drew from what was culturally active, which were Greek ideals. She drew from the Greek ideals, Greek myth. Definitely she drew from nature. Her dance expresses natural harmonious movement. And the last thing she did, which was revolutionary, she used classical music, Chopin and Schubert.
Right. Let me interrupt you, Lois, because we are going to run out of time if I don't interrupt you. You're doing this show at the Occidental Center for the Arts, right? On
yes.
Sunday, March 19th, between
yes,
4
I
and
am.
6 p.m. And this is in honor of Women's History Month, right?
Exactly.
Oh, that's great.
So I would just like to say that Isadora was renowned not only as a dancer, but as a living symbol of revolt, revolution, and women's emancipation.
That's wonderful.
Can I read one quote by Isadora?
Sure, please do.
It is the soul we see moving, a soul that has reached the light. Through this human medium, the movement of nature also runs through all of us. This is a prayer. Each movement reaches in long undulations towards heaven and becomes part of the eternal rhythm of the spheres.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, Lois. Let's tell people now that The Life and Art of Isadora Duncan will be presented by you at the Occidental Center for the Arts in honor of Women's History Month. Remember that. Reservations can be made online at OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org. You can do it by telephone, 874-9392, or pay at the door.
And may I just say one thing? I will give you my word. No one will be turned away if they do not have funds. It's fine. Or pay what you like. I will supplement anybody's entrance fee.
That's Sunday, March 19th, 4 to 6 p.m., The Life and Art of Isadora Duncan.
And the last thing I'd just like to say is to awake human emotion is the highest level of art. Isadora Duncan.
I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.
Sonoma Spotlight is produced at KRCB Studios in Rohnert Park. Roland Giacopetti is Sonoma Spotlight's host. Wendy Nicholson is Sonoma Spotlight's producer. Steve Bursch is Sonoma Spotlight's engineer. Sonoma Spotlight airs weekday mornings at 7:53 a.m. Inside Morning Edition. Today's and previous Sonoma Spotlights are available on our website at radio.krcb.org.